In Halifax, Nova Scotia, provincial funding cuts have caused the closure of the city's only shelter of last resort. Pierre Loisel reports on what the closure will mean and what some people are doing to fight it.
With the winter season now upon us, some are left to sleep in the cold after the province cut funding to a homeless shelter in Halifax. Pendleton Place, a harm reduction shelter operating during the winter months, will not be reopening. As a result, numerous community organizations are fighting to have the decision reversed. Pendleton Place was opened in 2003 in response to public outcry after Gordy Connors, a Korean War veteran, froze to death on the streets of Halifax. The Department of Community Services announced on October 21st that it will not be reopening the emergency shelter in the basement of St. Patrick's Church this winter, which provided 20 to 40 beds to the homeless. Wayne McNaughton works with the Community Advocates Network.
Pendleton Place was named after Gus and Lorna Pendleton, who were the pastors at Brunswick Street United Church, and they opened an out-of-the-cold drop-in program in the winter of 2003-2004, and were basically overrun by the need, by the people that needed to access that drop-in program. Out of that grew what we now have as Pendleton Place. And that need is still there. We all know of people that are just not being served at all right now by the current system.
Although not homeless herself, Hazel Lawrence attests to the desperate need for shelter when the temperature drops.
Subsidized housing, affordable housing, is unavailable. I live at the Gordon B. Eisner Manor. I know that people come into this building through our security to get out of the weather. I know that people come to the back parking lot, break into cars to get out of the weather. Shelter is a human right.
Hazel is now banned from all Department of Community Services offices for her involvement in an act of civil disobedience. On November 3rd, she was among a group of 14 who occupied the Godgerton Street office of the Department of Community Services in protest of the closure of Pendleton Place. Four protesters were issued the banning order.
Poor people under attack!
There's a $300 million surplus that this government is running right now. This cut represents a lack of government will, not a lack of adequate funding that is available through the government. And that will is what we're here to change.
The delegation, organized by the Halifax Coalition Against Poverty, had sought to meet with Department of Community Services Acting Regional Administrator Lynn Brogan. She is the chair of the committee comprised of service and shelter providers responsible for the decision to not reopen Pendleton Place.
Dearly bereaved, as another cold day begins in our city, we gather here to mourn the loss of all those who have died and may yet die from exposure on the streets of Halifax. We mourn here in front of the home.
Not successful in reaching Lynn Brogan's ear at her office, a mock funeral procession took place outside of her home at 6:30 a.m. on December 3rd.
If another shelter is not open, some of Halifax's homeless may not survive this winter.
The province, however, explains things in a different light. The closure of Pendleton Place is connected to improvements and the addition of 16 new beds at the existing shelters. Metro Turning Point's men's shelter is receiving 10, and Barry House, which accepts women and children in emergency situations, is receiving 6 new beds. Pendleton Place was Halifax's only shelter of last resort. As a harm reduction shelter, it was the only service for many people who are homeless with addictions and mental health issues. Wayne McNaughton.
And far too many were not even being served by Pendleton Place as it has been the last couple of years. That's in part due to restrictions that were placed on Pendleton Place and on other existing shelters by the Department of Community Services.
The new changes now have other shelters slowly implementing harm reduction strategies. But many community advocates are arguing that the issue is not just about a lack of beds, but the reduction in the diversity of services being made available.
The reality is that we need some kind of alternative shelter for people that are experience a variety of issues in this city. Homeless people are all individuals. They all have different sets of needs. To think that we can take all of those people and dump them into one room and that one size is going to fit all is borders on absurd.
Time will tell whether public pressure succeeds in reopening Pendleton Place. Cole Weber, from the Halifax Coalition Against Poverty, indicates that community actions will continue.
Delegations like this are going to become more and more of a common occurrence. As cutbacks are made and people are forced to sleep on the street, when people are denied even the most basic right to housing, to any source of income, what you're gonna see is people fighting back.
Poor people under attack, what do we do?
For GroundWire, I'm Pierre Loiselle, with special thanks to Matthew Yates.